Well, coming up yet later this month, the folks in Wyota will be celebrating a big birthday. They have their sesquicentennial event coming up the weekend of June 24th, their 150th celebration, and it looks like a pretty fun party. We're going to talk about that with Julie Plowman, who is part of the committee that's helping to organize the Wyota sesquicentennial celebration. Thanks for coming by.
You bet.
Fun?
Yes, we've had a great time doing this. Plans have been in the works since last September, so we're excited and anxious to show everybody what we've been working on.
From what I understand, you and I visiting a little bit, sounds like you've done quite a bit of outreach.
Yes, we have. I can think our big focus, for those of you that were in Wyota in 1973, 50 years ago at our centennial, we buried a time capsule in the city park, and everybody knew that that was to be opened this summer, and we needed to do something special to commemorate that. So that's going to be our big focus on the afternoon of the 24th.
Yeah, well, I know you're putting together some other details and things, too, to help document the city's history and what have you, and you've had a lot of success. A lot of people have reached out to you, it sounds like.
Yes, prior to the opening of the time capsule, we will be having an event dubbed Wyota Royalty. It's an honoring all citizens that have lived there currently or in the past or graduated from Wyota High who are 80 plus years of age. It was kind of a perfect time to commemorate this because the last graduating class of Wyota in 1961, those people will be turning 80 during the calendar year 2023. So that's why we decided we'd have 80-year-olds and above as our honorees. So we sent out 147 invitations to people throughout the United States that had either graduated from Wyota or currently live there or live there at one time. About, I think I totaled it this morning, it was like 35% of those people responded and sent back questionnaires. I know not all of them will be in attendance, but a lot of them just wanted to make sure that their information was in the biography book that I compiled, and each one of them will be given a biography book that day. And then the oldest female and male in attendance during the day of coronation will be crowned our king and queen of Wyota royalty.
Wow. It definitely has to be a group committee effort to do that, to be able to reach out to that many people. You're celebrating such a small town and having that much interest and participation. That's got to be awesome.
Yes, I will have to say that the town has really came together these past several months. It's evoked a lot of enthusiasm and town pride. We have people that I no longer live in Wyota. I lived in Adair for several years, but Wyota will always have a special place in my heart. And I know there's other people that also no longer live there, but that are serving on the committee. So we have people that live in the area and people that are coming home just to help.
Now, you were also telling me the last remaining member of the championship girls basketball teams from back in the 40s.
Yes.
Also, their family has reached out.
Exactly. If any of you remember, Donis Coombs was her maiden name, and she's now Donis Phillips. She resides in Indiana, I believe, or Illinois. Now I can't remember. She lives with her daughter. She's 96 years old, and they filled out her questionnaire and sent that in. She will not be in attendance that day, but they wanted her information in the book. And Donis was a member of the 1945 and 44 state basketball title teams, and she was inducted into the Iowa State Basketball Hall of Fame in 1971.
That's pretty impressive that they had reached out like that to make sure that they were included in that opportunity here too.
And it's just fun to have that claim to fame.
Yeah.
And so many people in their bios wrote about attending the basketball games of Wyota. Those were definitely their favorite memories while growing up in Wyota.
And you know this because you grew up there. You don't live in Wyota now, but the place where you're from always has a piece of your heart.
Exactly. And there's something about a small town that just stays with you forever in the memories that you made when you were there.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, you've got some big doings coming up on June 24th, and we kind of touched on a little bit of that getting back together again function, but you've got a lot of events going on that day. Let's talk a little bit about what you have planned.
Okay. The morning kicks off at 8 o'clock. We have a tractor-wide registration at the fire hall, and the route is still currently being mapped out, so I'm not quite sure at this time how long that route's going to be. We're hoping that a lot of those tractor riders will enter into our parade later on in the day. Also at that time, there will be a light breakfast served at the Wyota Fire Station. And then an hour later at 9 o'clock, the Drunken Junkin' Flea Market will open up. That's on Main Street across from the steakhouse. This is the third year for that event, and it has been held on this weekend in June the past 2 years. So that is why the committee decided to, the Wyota celebration used to always be in the fall, but we decided to move it to the same weekend as Drunken Junkin' to attract even more people. We will have food trucks on Main Street beginning at 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Those include Zip's Pizzeria, Louis Shaved Ice, and B&D's Homemade Ice Cream. And there will also be a food stand at the fire station and a beer garden at the fire station that opens at 11 a.m. So that'll be a pulled pork sandwich dinner. Then in the afternoon, parade registration begins at 1 o'clock on East Street, and lineup will be at the Old Wyota Elevator. And the parade will begin at 2 o'clock. And I encourage all local families, businesses, clubs to enter our parade. We are definitely seeking entries, and obviously the bigger the better. We want to fill the streets and see lots of people representing their organizations in the parade. And following the parade, we're not sure exactly what time that'll be, approximately 3:30 p.m. in front of the park, we are having what we are calling the Wyota Royalty Coronation Ceremony. I spoke a little bit about that before, sending out the invitations to all those people 80 and above. And anybody that's in attendance, their biography will be read aloud. They will be recognized. And again, the oldest female and male in attendance will be king and queen. And then right after that is our big reveal of the 1973 time capsule that was buried in the park. I have an article from the Wyota Centennial that just kind of says a little bit about what they did at the time. At that time, Hubert Brown was the Centennial chairman and said that the capsule will be set in concrete and buried near the park's flagpole, probably between the pole and the sidewalk. The committee hopes to put a plaque on the capsule above ground, which will cost between $60 and $100. Included in the capsule will be pictures of Wyota at its as the way it was then, crops, people, buildings, and machinery. A copy of records of the centennial will also be buried, and possibly some of the souvenirs. The committee will make books available, and people can sign those for a dime. These will also be buried, and the signature fee will help pay for the cost of the capsule. All of us on the committee got a kick out of the fact that they charged you a dime to sign it. We thought that was kind of a very unique piece of information. Our committee did unearth the time capsule last Sunday at one of our meetings. We wanted to ensure that it was still there. Mm-hmm. We weren't sure how long it was going to take to dig it out or what condition the contents would be. And it did take a little longer than what the guys thought it would. It was buried in 3 feet of concrete. And at that time, those people did it right. We were all laughing, saying there's probably some people up in heaven that were getting a pretty big kick out of what was going on that afternoon. The joke was definitely on the next generation. Anyway, one of the city councilmen went and got a sledgehammer, and they were able to dislodge the capsule, which was a piece of PVC pipe about 3 foot long. And then we took all the contents out. Most of them survived. There's a couple of little community or centennial pins that had rusted over the years. And we spread the contents out so those would dry out. And then we will have those on display after the reveal. So what we plan to do is put the capsule itself, the PVC pipe, into the ground and then unearth that during the ceremony. And 50 years ago, the mayor of the town, Fred McDermott, and the vice chairman of the Centennial Committee, Mervyn Taylor, are the two that buried it. So we were able to contact family members of Mr. Taylor, mm-hmm. who live as far away as Arizona. He had a child in Minnesota and then also a daughter-in-law in Nebraska, and they're all going to be on hand to take the ceremonial scoop of dirt for us and hopefully give a few wise words of wisdom or share some memories from the centennial as well. So that that will definitely be the big part of our celebration. And following that, we'll have birthday cake served on Main Street. Mm-hmm. And then there will be a music jam in the park by a couple of local musicians that once lived in Wyota. And at 5:30, the Cass County Cattlemen will be serving a steak sandwich dinner, at the fire station. And we'll wrap up the night with a band playing from 7:30 until 10:30. The band is called Brad and Kate, and it features the Wyota drummer, Chris Hansen. So we've got a full slate of activities.
That is a full day. That is definitely a full day. Well, it's neat to see so much interest from even people who aren't currently in the Wyota area, who have some sort of a connection. And I guess like with the parade, is there advance registration needed for that? You just show up that day?
Nope, just show up sometime between 1 and probably 1:45 there on East Street, which is the last street that runs north and south going out of town if you're headed east. They'll fill out a small card that just kind of describes your entry. And then those will be read aloud during the parade, and then you'll just proceed on down to the elevator for lineup.
And there are a lot of people that live around the area, maybe have businesses that have a connection to Wyota, or people have a connection to the folks in Wyota somehow. It's not just for Wyota. It's
exactly.
For anyone who has a connection.
Exactly. That's the exciting part, is to see all the different people that have responded and different connections that you make throughout the years. One other event that I guess I forgot to mention that's a big part, too, will be our Heritage Museum. That will be in the community center, and that's open from 9 until 5. We reached out to several, just anybody, I guess, that had a connection to Wyota that wanted to contribute photos, and those were put into a 15-foot banner. We ended up with 110 different photos of families, some businesses, photos of past businesses in Wyota, and that will be hanging in the community center, and hopefully that will become a permanent display in the community center after the celebration. We also have video footage from the 1973 Centennial Parade, as well as the 1998 Quasquest Centennial Parade, and the ever-famous Wyota Scoop Shovel Races. We have videos of that. Those were all converted to thumb drives, so we can show those on computers instead of the VHS tapes and the 8mm tapes that they were submitted in. And I guess a couple of those will be shown at the Heritage Museum, and one of them will be shown at the fire station. We also had people submit aerial farm photographs of their farmsteads throughout the years, and those will be hung in the museum for people to try to identify who the owners of those were. And all kinds of other artifacts, a lot of things from the Wyota School, advertising artifacts from past businesses, centennial costumes, lots of photos and old newspaper clippings on display. So make sure you stop in at the community center sometime between 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock that day.
Well, take good care of those recordings. There might be a few people out there who don't want those to see the light of day again.
Yes, those were fun to watch. Brought back a lot of good memories.
Yeah, we all have a good sense of humor. Very good. All right. Well, all of that, and that's a lot, all going on one day, June 24th. They welcome everyone. They don't lock the doors at Wyota. They allow everyone to come on in and celebrate with them. So make it a great day, and hopefully the weather is wonderful for you. Julie, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate that, and all you and the committee have done. It sounds like you've done an awful lot of legwork to make this all happen, and we sure appreciate it. It's great to be able to promote and support our smaller communities.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and we appreciate you as well.